You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
You guys are so sweet. Your comments about how well I explain astrology fill my heart. Thank you for taking time out of your day to send such sweet notes. It means the world to me. Thank you. So, speaking of astrology, this episode is going to be all about Leo season. But first, I have been working tirelessly behind the scenes to present you guys with something. No matter who you are, where you come from, or what you have been through, we all have an inner voice telling us that something is wrong with us, right? In fact, that sneaky voice continues to show up throughout your life, even in your greatest moments and victories. It casts a shadow and takes the wind out of your sails. Can you say imposter syndrome, right? Like that inner voice tells you you're not good enough, therefore you don't even start. But then when you're strong enough to push that aside and actually start, and then you actually win something or have a great achievement in that thing, it's almost like, wow, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this compliment because there's so many other people so much better than me. Ooh. But what if I told you there is a way to put those thoughts in their place? My personal astrology teacher and friend, Deborah Silverman, renowned astrologer and psychotherapist, wants everyone to know that astrology says so much is actually right with you and you do to serve your greatest moments and victories. So, beginning August 1st, Deb is running a 10-day immersion called Astrological Immersions. And I am so excited that she has invited me on to be one of the guest panel speakers. That's right. And I'm pretty sure I sent in the request for it. It's not confirmed, but I know she won't mind. I'm pretty sure I'm speaking on the first day, August 1st. So, it's totally free, 100% free, you guys, if you don't go, why? And it's daily live Zoom meditations, and you have the possibility to work live with Deborah using your chart. So I highly recommend you join us and discover the astrology tools and learn from the woman who taught me of how to ditch that sneaky voice and lean into the beauty of your soul, your highest self, who knows that you are deserving. So every day, you'll get 3 guided experiences. You'll get a guided meditation. You'll have daily astrological transformational sessions. And a daily guest influencer who is a high achiever, Deb says, to explain. So what Deb is going to do is she's going to pull up my chart and then other influencers and creators so that you guys can see, having her break down, ooh, Steph, you have an 8th house stellium. This could tell me that you struggle with this. How did you get past that to create such a large platform? And then I'll get a chance to speak on that. Oh, the thing I appreciate most about Deb's work is that she helps you remember why you are here on this earth. You made an agreement with your soul to take on a body carrying baggage so you could evolve into your highest self, live your destiny, and fulfill your purpose. So if you guys want to join us, I will have my personal link in the show notes here, or go to my website, lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on our banner. We have a whole section on the website called Astrological Immersions for free. Sign up. If you guys can't attend the immersions because you're at work or you have something previously planned, she will send the recording afterwards. But you have everything to gain, nothing to lose, nothing to invest but your time. Come hang out with us August 1st through the 10th. Come to all of them, go to one of them, whatever you want. Lightworkers-lounge.com. Click on the immersions to sign up or click on the link in the show notes. Now, Leos, how dare I make you wait to talk about you? Happy birthday to all of my Leo babies. Let me get my notes out here because we got some stuff to talk about with this season. You know, going from Cancer season to Leo season is quite the transition. We are moving from a water sign into a fire sign. Cancer is water, Leo is fire. These two couldn't be more different. When we conjoin water and fire, what do we get? Water puts fire out, and the fire person just feels so drained around the water person. And then the water person feels bad, like, oops. Or we can get boiling water where the two are just butting heads and they're boiling with each other. Or we can get a hot cup of tea or a warm sauna and jacuzzi. So this can go either way. But regardless, the transition from a water season into a fire season typically has you feeling a little frazzled. So if you guys are listening to this thinking, oh my gosh, my nervous system is feeling like, whoa, go, go, go. But also my body is still in cancer season. Like, I just want to read a book and relax. That's normal. Okay. Oh, look at all these notes I have to share with you guys. So welcome Leo season. This is going to run from July 22nd until about August 22nd or 23rd. So Leo is a masculine sign. It's a fire sign and is what we call fixed. Leo being masculine, it's very get up and go, get out of the house, be on stage. That is masculine energy. Whereas feminine signs like Cancer, they want to stay home. They want to tend to animals and children. They want to nurture. They want to be more quiet and introspective. So Leo comes out and says, I'm a go-getter. I have the most confidence. Leo rules the fifth house in our birth chart, which rules children, fertility, creativity. And when I say fertility, this could mean, yes, the physical sense of the human body being fertile, but it could also mean, are you ripe for creativity in your world, right? Like if we are so bogged down with unhealthy foods, unhealthy friends, lovers, coworkers, we don't feel that creative spark. We don't have that juju in us. So that can also mean fertility. And it's the house of children. Yes, literal physical children in your life, but it's also your inner child. So throughout this episode, we're really going to focus on little you. One of the coolest exercises that a coach gave me was she said, pull up three chairs, one for you to sit in, one for your spirit guide to sit in, and one for five-year-old you to sit in and have a conversation with them. And I remember thinking, what the fuck? Like talk to empty chairs? And she just smiled like, talk to them. They're always with you. If I could imagine, kind of makes me choke up. But if I could imagine little five-year-old Steph, like maybe I'll pin a picture to the chair in front of me right now and just look at her. What would I say to her? With her little short chubby legs dangling over the seat, probably swaying around because she's a Sag and she's antsy. What would I say to her? This is Leo season. Leo is ruled by the sun herself. This is why Leo people are known to be bigger than life. They are the center of our universe, right? The center of our solar system, I mean, is the sun. We all revolve around the sun. So on the high side of Leo, because remember, there are a high side and a low side to every sign and placement. The high side to Leo is we love her. She gives us warmth. She gives us light. The first like feeling of warm summer sun on your skin after a long winter is like, oh yes, this lights me up, right? Think about like a long stretch of overcast days. This is water signs. Overcast, rainy. What do we feel like doing? Sleeping in, baking, reading a book, taking a bath, just staying home and waiting for the rain to go away. And then as soon as the sun comes out after like 7 days in a row of rain, what do we feel? I just want to go sit at the park. I want to go eat lunch outside. I want to go get an iced coffee and sit by the lake. Oh, it's the best. That is Leo energy. So on their high side, Leos quite literally light up a room and you gravitate to them because they just make you feel good. On their low side, well, they think the world revolves around them. They think we should all revolve around them and that Leos are natural born entertainers. These are the famous zodiac sign of us all. And do they create art to get fame or do they create art to uplift humanity and help make the human experience that much easier? Ooh, we can't live without our Leos, without their light and warmth. Yep, and the only downside to Leo is they use others to get to the top. And Leos will often give up pretty quick, especially in the world of social media, if they don't get likes or they don't get praise. You know, in my experience with readings, if someone has Leo and their sun, moon, or rising, if they launch a creative project, which they always are up to something creative, and they are especially, God forbid, a selfie that they got so dolled up for, got in front of the window for the right lighting, even edited a little bit to make their skin look better, their eyes look lighter, their hair look bigger, they post it and it gets like 6 likes. Nothing hurts more than that. Leos, can I get an amen? Now, the point to Leo's high side is to post that selfie and do it because you're like, God, I look good. Post that graphic or that art or that photo you took that you are so Leo Lion proud of and not give a shit if it gets shared, if it gets reposted, if it gets likes, if anybody comments on it, because that art made you feel good. A part of Leo's high road is they are truly the most loyal, biggest cheerleaders to their friends. Leos are very loyal lovers when they have a partner that just gawks on them, tells them quite frequently how beautiful and handsome they look, and just revolve their world around their partner in a healthy way. They will be very loyal, like a lion to their pride. But on their low side, Leos subconsciously, and I find this in my observations and readings, typically Leo moons love drama. And they subconsciously attract it into their life. If you know someone with a Leo moon, you probably notice that they have to call their car insurance company just to switch something on their policy. And it ends up being this huge fiasco. They call landscapers over to come do something at their house. And it turns into a huge fight about payment and receipts. And it's like, come on, Leo Moon, like, we don't have to dabble, and it's usually petty drama, just like headache drama, not anything too serious, like a Scorpio type drama. But Leo subconsciously love the fire in life. They like to keep life ablaze. They like to keep life one big movie. And so they can either have so much fun, be surrounded by friends, and every night of the week have something new going on at their house, or they can subconsciously attract drama, drama, drama. So all Leos, since they are ruled by the lion, possess a kingdom. They love their home. They love their body as a kingdom. This is why they rule fashion, big hair, big makeup, bright colors. A lot of people, when their progressed moon moves into the sign of Leo, start wearing really bright colors. During their progressed moon in Cancer, they wear like dark blues, navies, grays, blacks, and then something in them switches and they're like bright purple. Actually, red, yellow, orange, let's rock it. They just feel this new sense of color and light to their life. To Leos, luxury is vital. They really believe that they deserve a castle and everything that comes with it. You know, Libra and Leos are typically, next to Taurus, some of the most aesthetically pleasing, beautiful people. They really take pride in their image. How I can pick apart in public a Leo versus a Libra is a Leo wears Givenchy, Louis Vuitton. I don't know fashion, guys. I'm a Sag. I go to the thrift store and call it a day. But they wear really Coach bags. Balenciaga. Okay, I'm done. But this is what Leos like to, I can just imagine the Leos listening to this, like, girl, naming off all these different things. I'm going to wait for those emails. But they wear very expensive designer brands. Libras, on the other hand, still look just as cute. But they're like, what's popular at Target? What's popular at J. Crew? How about Old Navy? So that is how I differentiate in public between a Leo and a Libra. Leos believe that life is meant to be thoroughly enjoyed. And so Leos can actually fear boring days, mundane days, almost as much as their sister Sagittarius, so much that they subconsciously create drama to keep their jungle alive. So if you know a Leo, if you're dating a Leo or you have a Leo friend, these people want life to feel like a never-ending movie. They just want to have fun. A lot of people with Leo heavy in their big three love to party, love to drink, love to just eat, drink, and be merry. And again, the downside of that is they do it a little too much. And it's like, okay, Leo, I love that you just want every day to be bright and sunny. But guess what? When every single day is hot, bright, and sunny, eventually you're going to crave a cool, calm day where it's overcast. Like, ask anybody that grew up in the desert, like Arizona here in the United States. They always are fascinated by the weather in the Pacific Northwest, how it's rainy and foggy. Oh, they crave it. They crave it. So too much of anything is never a good thing, my Leos. Leos have been named eternal children. They are uninhibited in love and live in the moment, just like a child, which can sometimes get them into sticky situations where they see the good in people. I can't tell you how many Leos give everybody a chance because they're wearing rose-colored glasses all the time, right? Their ruling planet, which I know it's a star, but for astrology's sake, it's a planet, is the sun. It's always following them around. So even on overcast days, they're like, come on, get up, let's go play. Let's have fun. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, I've got a Leo in my life and they are not an endless child that loves to have fun and they don't drink. The same can be said for the exact opposite of what a sign embodies, right? Let's use the most obvious sign, Gemini. These are known to be what? Our talkers. Talk, 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 talk. Well, when a Gemini is brought up in a household surrounded by people who say, shut up, would you stop talking? Would you be quiet? They become the most mute, quiet signs. Now, Leo is known to be what? The most flamboyant, artistic, famous, bougie sign of them all. But if they are brought up in a household where they put on their stylish outfit and someone says, what the are you wearing? Go change. Or if they, as a child, present their artwork to a parent and they're like, oh, honey, we're going to get you a tutor for art because what is that? Leos can actually become the most least creative, least outgoing, least flamboyant. They just throw on the same baggy jeans and gray sweatshirt every day. And when it comes to music, poetry, dancing, they're like, yeah, no, I'm good. I don't want to dance. No, I don't want to. So it's all about their childhood. When you're raising a Leo child, which by the books and by observation is typically the easiest child to raise because they're so happy. Please, if you're listening to this, you have a Leo child, give them a head start and tell them everything they create is incredible. Love all their outfits. Let them experience playing dress up. Make a little cape for them to wear around their neck and run around the house and pretend they're a superhero. Life is theatrical for these babies. Let them explore it and encourage it. And if you have a Leo parent or a Leo lover or friend who is super shy, start giving them compliments. This is how we heal a broken lion, is we give them compliments. Hey, did you do something different with your hair? Like parted a different, it looks gorgeous. I love it. Hey, your skin looks flawless today. Did you get good sleep last night? Ooh, what's going on? They love these compliments. My people with Venus and Leo, I always, if you're dating someone with a Venus and Leo, compliment them every single day. Even if it's like, dang, you worked hard today. You're a boss. Good on you. They love compliments. And nothing kills a lion more than receiving the opposite of compliments, which is being criticized, having tomatoes thrown at them when they get on stage. This will make the lion tuck their tail between their legs. And what, think of a fierce, ferocious lion that's been hurt. Like imagine it in a pound or in the jungle and you go poke it. Like, hey, lion, do you want to come out? But they're so used to being hurt. They just ran into, yeah, turn, go rewind and listen to that sound again. Rawr. They just attack you and they pounce on you like, get away. Everybody's mean. So rawr. And they're ferocious with it. So some people with Leo and the sun, moon, rising can get really nasty, asshole. Or if they go too far into too many compliments, they can become narcissists and think, hey, I'm going to use everybody I can to get on my first place podium and I'll give a nice pageant wave to the peasants that helped me get here and I won't give any credit to the team it takes to be successful. So with all of that said, Leo season is encouraging all of us, whether we have Leo in our chart or not, to tap into our inner child and start doing what we used to do as a child that we no longer do anymore. Leo season asks us to feel the fear and do it anyway, to show up loud and proud, even if everybody says, what are you doing? What are you wearing? What did you do to your hair? Show up and say, you like it? I love it. Looks good, huh? Be proud. It's not being arrogant. It is not being selfish. It's not being full of yourself. And if people say this to you, say, thank you. I'm a Leo. It's Leo season. I appreciate that. Because who gives a shit? People are going to judge you and have shit to say no matter what season it is, no matter what you do, what you wear, always. And so you might as well just show up authentically and do whatever the fuck you want, says Leo season. So with this season is going to come a new moon and a full moon. And when I give these monthly updates on the signs and the changing of seasons, there's so much more big astrology coming up this month, but we're going to reserve that for sake of time for the Cosmic Coconut Instagram. If you don't already follow us, please go check it out at Cosmic3_, because Cosmic Coconut is apparently very popular. So at Cosmic3_Coconut, we should pop right up. And also our newsletter. I'm going to really type out some big transits and what to expect coming up for late July and all of August in our newsletter. So if you don't already sign up for that, again, go to lightworkers-lounge.com and a pop-up will appear. Sign up, come hang out. It's all for free. But where's my note? Here it is. So we have a new moon coming up on July 28th. There's always a new moon every season, and the new moon will always be in the sign of the season. So this new moon is going to be in Leo on July 28th. New moon is exactly what it says. It is a new lunar cycle, and it's a time to begin new things, new projects, new relationships. This is ripe for that. Now, to see how this directly affects you, you will go to what house area of life Leo rules, and you'll see that area of life is getting a really big boost and chance to start new. So, in the sign of Leo, we add the word new. This is your new shot to do something creative that has been in your heart forever. Have you always wanted to produce music? Have you always wanted to remix a reel and post it, but you're like, oh, it looks so stupid. That's fucking stupid. Do it. Push that voice aside and post that shit. Leo season says it is time. Leo ruling also fertility, ruling children. This is a time to begin a new relationship with a child. This is a time to bring in a new child, perhaps get a fertility checkup physically and emotionally, a physical fertility checkup for all my women with hormones and trying to conceive, a mental and emotional checkup. Again, like I said in the beginning, who am I surrounded by? Do these people inspire me or make me feel shy to share who I really am? Start fresh with this new moon on July 28th. Now, the meat and potatoes of this season. August 11th, we have a full moon in Aquarius. And a little cheat sheet, guys, to figure out with a full moon every month what sign it will fall into. Every sign has what's called their sister sign. And this is the sign that is 180 degrees away, so exactly opposite on the zodiac wheel from their sign. And you can Google zodiac sister signs and lots of lists will pop up. But Leo's sister sign is Aquarius. And how these two are sisters is they both work in theatrics. These are both the creatives of the zodiac. Except here's how they differ. Leo is in front of the camera, on stage. They're the main star of the show. Aquarius says, I don't want that attention, no thank you, but I still want to participate in the creation of this work of art to help humanity, so I will be behind the camera. Aquarius is behind the camera. They are the director of the entire show. Leo says, what do you want me to do? Do this? Okay, can I get a touch up on my makeup? Thank you. So they work hand in hand, creating something to help the collective. So August 11th's full moon in Aquarius is the last of four supermoons that started in May. A supermoon is essentially just a moon that is a couple of degrees closer to the Earth, amplifying the power that a full moon has on us. And this has been the case since May. So think about that. May, June, July. Now, August, what have you really been grinding and working on? This could be a physical project, or maybe it's something in your mind and your heart. Maybe you've been doing the real work, which is behind the scenes, the internal work of shifting your thoughts and your belief patterns. Because once we shift the external really shows in terms of who we're around, who we are dating, who we are working with. Very important work there. So the full moon in Aquarius on August 11th is also called the full sturgeon moon. You know, being a Taurus rising over here, I like to bring in farming and the earth. I want to bridge the stars to the earth for you guys. So in the Farmer's Almanac, this is called the full sturgeon moon. And did you know a sturgeon, which is a giant fish typically found here in the Great Lakes in America, it takes 20 years for that sturgeon fish to be able to reproduce, to be able to create babies? Holy cow. And then there's a Native American term, the Cree tribe. They call this the flying up moon because in their tribe, this is when young birds are ready to fly. So when we combine those two meanings, this says, what have you been working on, especially since May, but for the past year? What have you been tirelessly grinding on, working on, whether it's something with your physical body or emotional or mental body? Because this full moon could finally see a culmination of it. And I wouldn't be surprised if in the 3 months after, so August, September, October, November, until November 11th, oh, look at this synchronicity, guys, 11-11, you finally see a wish come true anytime between August 11th and November 11th. Right? The sturgeon waits 20 years to be able to do what their female body came here to do. That is a long time to wait. What do they do in the meantime? I don't know. Maybe they eat well and prepare their womb. Maybe they practice adult responsibilities as a sturgeon fish so they're great parents. I don't know. Just throwing examples out here. But think of the little young birds who watch all the other birds fly and be free and soar and go wherever they want, whenever they want. And they think, man, will that ever be me? Leo season, especially around the full moon in Aquarius, says, in order to get what you've never had, you must do what you've never done. Think outside the box and know that you will shock some people around you who are used to seeing you on one light. Who cares? Let them be shocked. Would you rather them be, because trust me, they're going to forget about this shock in a day. Leos tend to think that people think about them more than they actually do. Sorry to burst your little lion's bubble, my sweet Leos, but people don't think about you as much as you'd like them to, which is a good thing and a bad thing. It's a bad thing to your inflated ego, but it's a good thing to realize, like, think about the celebrities that have been quote unquote canceled. Can you even remember? And no, you can't remember any of them or why it even happened, because we humans have so many other things and people and places to go and worry about, we forget about it. And as someone who is in the public eye, in the spotlight, of course I get anxiety worrying about saying the wrong thing here or posting something offensive, whatever. But then I realize that as quick as it comes is as quick as it goes. And I've had proof because these things have happened to me over the 5 years. They come and go and they're gone before you even realize it. And I'm so glad that I pushed through it because I am doing something I absolutely love for a living. I don't think I have any Leo in my chart. My south node is in the fifth house, but no, I don't have any Leo placements. But I do love this sign. I will say in personal experience, Leos are the best friends. They are the cheerleaders that love to see their friends succeed, either because it makes them look good to be flocking with some bad bitches, or they just feel so good and give that energy to other people because they hope to receive it in return. They love having a cheerleader. They love having a personal assistant that just compliments them all day long. So with this Leo season, I want to end our podcast with some journal prompts. So pause it right here. Go grab a piece of paper or your phone and write these down. And really work on answering these around the Leo new moon on July 28th. Number one, what did I do as a child that I no longer do? A lot of people get birth chart readings and say, hey, I just want to know what my purpose is because I'm so lost. Can you help me? And I say, of course, we'll look at your birth chart. There's so many indications of what your purpose is. But what did you do as a child that you no longer do? Because even if it's as simple as, well, I used to climb trees every single day. That can hold a huge clue. You love being outside. So if you're sitting in a cubicle or an office all day, not smelling fresh air, not looking at leaves, not feeling the breeze, you're not doing something right there. So what did I do as a child that I no longer do? Now it's time to do it. Question number two, journal prompt number two. If I don't get likes or follows on social media, what deep-seated belief gets brought up? If I post something and a certain person doesn't comment on it, or it doesn't get nearly as many likes as I thought it would, I poured hours into this and it's not doing as well. What gets brought up? I'm not creative. Why do you think that? Who taught you that? Because as a child, you never thought that. I'm not pretty enough. Who told you that? Why do you really believe in that? Define what pretty is. And journal prompt number three. What role have I played in the drama in my life? What role have I played in the drama in my life? It always takes two to tango. We do not play the victim here. Always ask yourself, what role have I played in my current life's circumstances? Huge golden key there, because as a Leo, as a lion, as the king and queen of the jungle, you have the ultimate power of directing where your pride goes. And for analogy's sake, your pride is your energy and your body and your mind. You are always in charge of where that energy gets directed. And so if you end up in a situation where you're in a fight with your friends, you and your lover just bicker, you and your parents are separated, why? What role did you play in that? And how can you improve and be a better leader of your life going forward? I love you guys. Be sure to go to Lightworkers-Lounge and sign up for the astrological immersions. I will see you on Zoom on August 1st. Come cheer me on. I'm so excited to be on the panel. You guys get a sneak peek at my birth chart, and Deborah's going to read it. So exciting. I'll see you guys again next week for another episode. I'm going to go decompress and do something fun and tap into my inner child. And I always love to be outside and listening to hip-hop and music. So I'm just going to go sit on our porch by the lake and listen to some music, read a book, go for a hike. I'll see you guys on Instagram and next week on the show. Bye. Happy birthday, Leos.